You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Three, two, one. Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse pounding.
There he is.
Lightning inducing.
Back in the saddle.
Tower ascending.
Frozen with New Jersey Wi-Fi.
Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the lapis loving Aztec Olmec, but it wouldn't be a proper episode if I did not have the magical Voyager, Lightstar 777, with me.
What is up, everybody? Sorry we were gone for a while, couldn't be helped. Anywho, Aztec, how are you, bud?
I'm awesome, as usual.
I'm awesome. Thanks for asking. All things considered, he couldn't be better. He must
honestly
say.
That is about as accurate as you can get. Yeah, I'm cool. I was in Florida. I got to see my bud and handle some business again. So it was good to see him in person. Definitely good to see you in person. We were super happy to actually hang out, you know what I mean? So very, very
dreams
happy.
Come true.
Yeah, right.
Dreams come true.
So, but yeah, we got topics as usual. You know,
we got them coming from us to you. Topics.
Summoner's War has big updates, big changes to Summoner's War.
Phenomenal cosmic updates.
We got a request from our buddy Ferentis to do some monster spotlights. So we're going to definitely do that next week. We're going to do a little research. We're not going to shoot that from the hip, because when we get something from one of our buddies, as long time as Ferentis, we want to make sure we do it right. So look for that next week. Going to talk all about Lightstar's magical Uber voyage. It was very magical. Magic,
the thing
magic
said,
inducing.
I didn't think we should talk about, right? Okay. Yeah. That's pretty typical there.
Good times.
Pretty typical.
Let's see. Yeah, there's been big updates in the gaming world. Big No Man's Sky update also. Of course, big Genshin update with, pulling for Yay and Miko and such like that. And I've actually started Genshin's, I guess you could say, grandfather, you know, the Honkai impact, and I'm...
Sonny! I can't hear you! Get off my lawn! Would you like a hard candy?
So yeah, Honkai impact is basically the predecessor of Genshin impact. So I tried my hands on it, and it's pretty fun. Lot of different game modes, a lot of resources to manage. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But yeah, it was definitely good seeing you. But
I also tried it, but it was to no avail.
Yeah, it is not Genshin. It is more like a Dragon Ball type of you know, if anyone had played any of the Dragon Ball Tenkaichi games, it's similar to that. Just a lot of
Budokan Tenkaichi 2.
Exactly. It was just very...
Just like an anime episode, it had a slightly different name, but it was pretty much them still going, Kame! Yeah, right? Kame! For a whole half hour. Not that I minded. Absolutely. My favorite was the Spirit Bomb.
Yeah, Dragon Ball's awesome. Very episodic, but, you know, awesome nonetheless. But yeah, Honkai's cool. Not for everybody, but definitely cool.
I'm going to really try it. I'm going to literally get past the tutorial.
I did
someday.
I tried it last year when they had the collab with Evangelion, and Asuka was one of the characters that you can pull in the gacha. But yeah, man. Oh, and I just subscribed to Funimation, and mainly because, you know, I wanted to check out one of Lightstar's favorite anime called Sergeant Frog. So tell us all of tell us all about Sergeant Frog, I haven't started yet. I haven't gotten into it.
I mean, I don't want to spoil too much, but
yeah, just a premise.
Let's just say he's meant to be the leader of a group of frogs, space frogs, that are trying to conquer the Earth. And more so, he just falls in love with Gundam and anime himself, and he just spends all day playing with his Gundam models and pretty much not taking over the planet.
So he fails miserably, is what you're saying, to be a conqueror, and just falls in love with our pop culture. Hey, that's yep. great.
But his love of Gundam is beyond all other, which is beautiful. Like, excellent. Just the fact that it's like, you know, calling out, like, you know, another great anime series
yeah.
in a great anime series is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's that good. I mean, not for everyone, such but a it's just, but just very good. But anyway, but yes.
And I read recently that Funimation merged with the other...
Crunchyroll?
Yeah, Crunchyroll. Hmm. So, they, you know, the merge! The two big outliers have come together of anime streaming.
Excellent. I mean, I have no issues or anything with either one of them. You know, now that they're both together, it just means my library is going to get larger. So great. Awesome.
Right.
Awesome. So what do you want to get into first, Lightstar? What do you want to?
Oh, you know me. I don't mind. We could do anything. I'm going to fix this light though. Okay. Upsetting. Very upsetting.
I guess let's talk about some of this massive update that Summoners War had.
Oh, that's the club light. Okay, no, we're still on the club light.
Still raving over there?
Apparently. ABR, always be raving.
Now we're talking.
Okay. I don't hate that.
Now, for the most part, this the change to Summoner's Way is geared towards new players, which is great, because not every game is very, you know, forgiving to new players. So I think this is a great idea to get newer players on board. One thing which was mind-blowing what they did is they actually gave us a unit, because, you know, some newer players may not have access to Lapis,
or
to, you know, but a funny story about
or
what?
Well, I mean, some players may not have access to it, or I've gotten rid of their.
So funny story. So this is what I was getting into is what Lightstar exactly, because when I was a young summoner, you know, about
when he was a young war, summoner.
To be fair, we watched Letterkenny also. But anyway, so Bartle. Of course I needed like another 4-star to feed to my awesome Lushan. Still isn't that great.
Yes.
Fed my Lapis. Don't feed your Lapis, folks. But it took me, I want to say, roughly 3 years to, you know, summon another one. However, here's the irony: as part of the Summoner's Way to do irons. A lot of these, a lot of the content, they give you a free water Magic Knight, a Lapis, if you will, in order to clear some of the new content.
So you can Lapis, if you will. Or if you won't. Still Lapis.
So I am, it's just, you know, this unit just keeps, just a running joke about Lapis and such like that, but which is great. But regardless, new players don't feed your Lapis. She is good in so many places. There was a...
Now, can I say something that bothers me, though?
Sure, please.
So, as somebody who had finished the previous Summoner's Way, I mean, I'm happy enough that, but like, I like this. I don't want to go to Mount Sizz and farm runes that I'm going to sell instantly. Like, what's even the point of that?
So you
that's can, just wasting energy.
So you, I mean, think of yourself as a young, go back to like...
Yes, but, you know, but my point is that I am not, and ergo, it's just a wasting of time.
Yeah, I'm honestly probably not going to anytime soon. I'm gonna, you know, do the Summoner's Way over again. But this is, you know, this is geared to the... they're being, you know what, this is going to be the 8th year anniversary. They definitely want to get new players into Summoner's War, and this is a great way to do it. This is not for you. This is not like, you know, end game content or anything like that, but I
know, but like I respect that they're trying to, like, you know, keep new players going and all that. I'm just saying, as like an existing player, it's hateful that I have to go back and farm Mount Sizz for any amount of time.
I can't argue with that.
The rest of my team doesn't even get to go because my Lapis just okay, finally one time, somebody else got to go. Woohoo. And I'm in hell, and I'm getting 3-star runes. Is that real life?
Is
that what we had to endure?
We did, and we were so happy to get runes. We were like, yay, runes! I can go to the rune set!
Green? Oh my god.
No more white runes, just green and blue from now on. Yay!
Oh my god. did you ever see the Angry Birds movie?
No!
Oh. I mean, you say that like that's unusual, but I've seen it. And so, like, there's this one mime bird that, like, he just shows up in all these scenes, and that's all he says. He's like,
that's it?
That's great.
Yep, I love the game, though. I played
be great.
Angry Birds ad nauseum on my Android. Oh, man.
Which one did you prefer? Because I had my favorites.
The Rio version. And Rio was
okay, that. Okay, see, Rio and Star Wars. That was my two.
Exactly. See? Three of mine's thinking like... But, yeah, let's talk Transmog. We got a whole new Transmog pack. And I am very, very, very meh about all
I'm
of these
so
except
meh,
for
I,
one.
I can't even meh. The Onimusha,
The Onimusha, okay. I like. That's probably the only one I like.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. Like, when I look through all of these, like, I like that the Dragonites have a little dragon. It's cutesy, you know, almost cutesy enough for me to want it. But, like, at the same time, it's like, it's okay.
It's okay.
I mean,
but I'm really disappointed.
The Runebringer dragon.
It looks exactly like the other one. It looks exactly
the tricking
like
mischievous dice magician. I meh again.
Yeah, the dragon. I was really kind of disappointed in because it has the same overall look as. Actually, let me just go to the transmog.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do think this is interesting that the dragon plushie Angelmon that you could actually transmog Angelmons. Like, that's kind of interesting, but...
Another thing, another quality of life thing that I don't know if... I'm pretty sure it was in this update, is when you click on any of the Gusty Cliffs or anything like that that gives you experience, it instead of clicking on each individual monster, when you click on the actual landform itself, it actually gives everyone their XP. I like that. Thank you for that, Contour.
You know, but here's the thing, and you know, again, I'm not going to, like, you know, look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay.
I'm not. But, like, at the same time, it's like, why can't that just apply to all the lands? Like, why can't I just touch one and done, you know? Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't I think that would be an improvement.
Be something. I think that would be a vast improvement. Wouldn't it be nice if we could make
But yeah, I am not a big fan of the dragon, because it looks like the one that we had last year. But yeah, look at the dragon plushie angel mon. How cute. I'm sensing the dragon theme. Are you sensing the dragon theme? There's a lot of dragon things going on.
But that is my point, is the fact that I would get that. Like, if they just sliced that off, or if that was like a, you get this with one pack purchased, I would have it. I would get it.
Right.
Even though it's completely daft to, you know, transmog things that you're going to, you know, just get rid of.
Yep.
Like, I would do it, because I'm that kind of maniac. But I'm not, like, no offense, I'm not buying a meh pack with, like, and honestly, the only one that interests me is the Dragon Knights. Maybe, in the slightest way, the mages, but right. I only have one mage, so it hardly makes it worth it.
Gotcha.
And in an extreme case, maybe the Dice Magician. And I mean, like I said, the Onimusha, I think the Onimusha look pretty cool the way they are.
Yeah. But that's the only transmog that I like, is the Onimushas. Just makes them look a little bit more intense. A little bit more extreme. But anyway.
Like they're camping?
Yeah. What? Camping? What do you mean?
Get it? You said it's intense. Get it?
Oh, intense.
Tense.
Man.
It's a joke.
Dad jokes. Flying. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
But yes.
I have to find runes that I haven't powered up yet. What is this? Carry on. I'm going to look through my extensive rune collection here.
Extensive.
Something I want to actually level up.
It is.
Yeah, what the hell. I'm gonna level. Apparently, I have to level them up to 6. So, whoa.
So, you know, we've been perusing other games. I know you've been into Figure Fantasy, and they had a collab pretty recently. How'd you like it?
How'd you like it?
Face to fist style.
How'd you like it? So here's the thing. Like, I have been playing. Like, and this is the thing about Figure Fantasy.
Yeah.
I have not been playing it a lot.
Right.
But I have been incredibly productive when I have played it.
Fishing.
And that's, like, probably one of my most favorite things about the whole game is that, I don't know, I feel like I can hop in and in 20 minutes or less, I can be pretty much done with everything I feel the need to do.
Gotcha.
And yeah, I don't know, like, you know, that's just something that, you know, I'm gonna level this rune up a little bit more, because I got two spins into speed on this, so
okay.
Maybe we'll keep going on this, and we can quad roll speed. That would be
a nice springtime present, right?
Nope, we got fucked. Anyways,
yeah.
damn it. but no, I really enjoyed the collab. I like, they have this mechanic where when they release a new character, they have, like, a multi-part story that takes place over several weeks.
Gotcha.
And it lets you try out the new character, like, you know, granted, in most of the fights that you're never going to lose, but it's still kind of cool that, sure, you know, you actually have that opportunity to try out, like, the new character. It's not like, you know, Okay, well, we did get a 3 roll into it, so plus 21 speed is not terrible. We are not going to hate that.
You know what's dawned on me? Someone's birthday is coming up. And someone's having their hoarding of we gotta prep for that. But anyway, I'm sorry to cut you off, but yes, please. But Figure Fantasy, you say you're getting pretty efficient, and they had
it's just kind of cool how, like, you know, like, imagine if they had, like, an actual storyline to every character they release in Summoner's War, and they actually let you use the character, and they had, like, I mean, I know they have allegedly a raid up and all that, but, you know, but they also have the thing that, you know, Summoner's War struggles with, which is a mercy system.
Yes.
And again, like, I'm not saying, like, again, I'm going to keep playing Summoner's War because I actually do love the game quite a bit. I have been bad about playing it as much as I should this last month, but, you know, that's because you and I both had a lot going on.
Absolutely.
But
that's the core. Yeah, we've played hundreds of games, but, like, Summoner's War is, like, the glue that holds the show together. You know, we still love playing it years. What? This is going to be maybe the fifth year that we've, like, I don't stick around to too many games like that. But, yeah, man, Summoner's War, that's bae. That's big. That's day one right there, you know?
Bae one. you know, I don't know, like, I've, you know, you were talking about the fact that in that game also that you have to get, like, duplicates of everybody that you get so that you can level them up. And while that is true, really you only need 3 copies of anything. And the nice thing is, and I mean, and it may be more later on, like, at my level, all I know is, you know, that it takes 3 to get to, like, level 140, 160 range. But one thing I have noticed is, like, they have a lot of, like, you know, the closest equivalent I could say would be, like, the ancient coins.
Right.
That we get in Summoner's War, and you're able to use that to basically buy a summon of, like, these characters. So, like, right now, like, I just recently got a character that I had never had before that, you know, is kind of integral to the type of team I've been playing.
So, which one?
It was AOA, so she supports a summoning team, and that's basically what I have, because the character from the collab that you talked about is very, very much a character of... Where was I supposed to get the... I don't like farming runes. White Raygun. Wherever that is.
It's right next to Brooklyn.
Fucking here. But yeah, no, like, so I don't know. I feel like, you know, pursuant to what you said, like, also it's kind of the game where once you hit a certain point and, you know, you're just waiting to, like, get grind slightly better gear or, you know, slightly better stats so that you can, you know, get the upgrade so that you can move on a little. And it's very incremental movement. So, I mean, I do have to say that's the fun of Summoner's War, is that there's a lot to do. A lot of different modes and a lot of different content. And though I bemoan the fact that I can't just quick end a Toa or a Toa Heroic, I guess it gives me something to do. Yeah.
One thing, and you know, like I said before, I did start Honkai Impact, and one thing I do like is the level up system. Like, for example, if you have enough materials, you automatically level up your runes per se, or stigmata as they call it in Honkai, which I like. So basically, if you have enough, you know, whatever, automatic rune power up, you don't have to wait for the RNG to tell you if you're so that's one plus. One kind of gripe I have is the amount of materials. Oh my goodness, you're not a big fan of resource management. I know, you've told me.
I am not.
This is not the game for you.
it is my least favorite thing in any, like, even Summoner's War kind of like tickles my outer anger like zone with the runes or things like that, because, like, again, and I mean, and I should do the math on this someday, but, like, you know, when you think of the absolutely infinitesimal chance that you're going to get a rune in a slot with a main stat that you need or want, and then you're going to get, like, a legend rune, and then that you're going to get, like, the four substats you want, and then that it should go into each, like, stat you want four times. Like, it should quad roll speed or something, right?
Exactly.
I mean, the literal chance of something that infinitesimally small happening is, like, a one in a billion chance sometimes.
Yeah,
you definitely. Know? And it's like, I don't know, just like in my mind, it's like, wow. I just wow that's how we are, you know?
Oh, I hear you. One cool thing is, if you are going to be in the New York area, Honkai Impact is going to have a exhibition of all of their, you know, artwork and such like that. I believe
buy our stuff. Buy our stuff.
Basically.
Oh, sorry.
Spending event, as they like to say. But on the 6th of March, which I believe is this Sunday, you can apply to get free tickets for that event. They're only having it in a couple of places around the world: New York, Brazil, Germany. But that is coming up on the 6th, and I believe the event is at later this month. So if you're in the New York area and you're somewhat a fan or interested in Honkai Impact, you know, definitely go to their website and you know, sign up on Sunday for some free tickets. I'm gonna attempt. Maybe I'll get tickets, maybe I won't. But it was one of my New Year's games. Like, every New Year's I start a new game, like New Year, and Honkai was one of mine. So a lot of research management, but, you know, also a lot of fun, and it does help if you are
one that got me into Figure Fantasy, or
I think so. I think we definitely saw the same ads.
Irony,
because I'm sure you know.
Oh wait, that's right. I asked you about it, and like then you were like, "Oh yeah, yes. I downloaded it,"
yeah,
and I was
then,
like,
"Then I shot you funny. A frame request." Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And so, then
yeah,
you never played again.
Oh, it's still there. It's not like I never played again, but I haven't. It's not like I deleted my account or anything. But yes, you are still on my friends list on Figure Fantasy, if you were wondering. But I don't think there's any Summoner's War meetups for none that I've heard on the grapevine. But you know, hopefully with all this COVID, you know, restrictions being lifted, maybe we can, you know, start having like that tour of Americas like Summoner's War is known for. So if there are any, you know, IRL meetups for Summoner's War, tune in here. We'll probably talk about it.
Oh, yes, Revert XE. That is New Jersey Wi-Fi at its finest that works against us.
What are you seeing?
Oh, one half of the stream is frozen. I'm going to let you guess which side.
I'm going to guess my side.
Yeah, buddy.
Excellent. However, if you tune in on YouTube, it is flowing really nicely. YouTube is popping. And we still haven't figured that out, why Twitch is not and why YouTube is. But regardless. Oh, definitely a big shout out to Cold Stone Creamery. Our local Cold Stone Creamery has been this. Even though it's not like super hot out, I still am a junkie for ice cream. And also, there's a smoothie place, I gotta grab their name, who is run by Weebs. I'm so happy. Like, half of their wallpaper is just anime characters. Once I get the proper name, I will shout you folks out too, because you make great smoothies and you're a bunch of weebs. So, two thumbs up right there.
What's a weeb?
Oh, a weeb is a anime fan.
Oh, I didn't know there was a title like that now.
There is. Okay. We have arrived, my friends. We've arrived. Pioneers such as us can look at this next generation of anime fans like, yeah, we made all that happen by renting stuff and buying stuff and keeping the culture alive for you folks. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. What's next? What is next?
No Man's Sky. No big No Man's Sky update.
You know, you before you move on, you talked about that. When you were down here, I took you to my wife and I's favorite ice cream date spot. What did you think of Twisty Treat?
Well, first of all, big shout out to Twisty Treat. It was great.
Twisty Treat, Lake Buena Vista.
It's great. I had what's the pineapple thing that I had that was wonderful?
A Dole Whip float.
A Dole Whip float. On a hot summer day. Best thing ever.
It's a winter day here in Florida.
It's a winter day in Florida at 95 degrees, which is kind of crazy. But man, was that good. A Dole Whip float. Go get one. What's the name of the place again?
Twisty Treat. Can you believe I have to go and actually clear Hall of Magic B1 for this thing?
It's going to take you like 4 seconds. It's going to take you like 4 seconds to clear. Right?
4 seconds too long.
Terrible. Complaining about bait milk runs.
Kids!
Milk runs. These are milk. These are like bodega runs.
Do you know who? You know who took them out? The wind dryad.
I believe it.
Like, not even like anything. Like, no, don't hit replay. Wait, I cleared. Oh, Hall of Magic.
See, you're adding to the 4 seconds.
Shut up.
See? Veterans over here. Veterans.
And repeat them.
But yes, thank you for putting me on to Twisty Treats. It was very, very good.
They're so good.
Very good.
So good.
Very good. Oh, No Man's Sky had a huge update. Very combat-oriented update. No Man's Sky is a space survival and exploration game that Lightstar... I need so Lightstar put me on to, and that I started playing around this time last year, funny enough, and I enjoyed a lot, and they've made dozens of updates since I've played last, and now they're, you know, and one of the knocks was like, you know, it's not very, you know, PvP or combat focused, and Hello Games heard us and gave us a very cool, very, very cool combat-oriented. So if you are a big fan of No Man's Sky, definitely update and check it out and shoot some sentinels and such like that. But yeah, man. Excellent.
What those four sentinels ever do to you?
All kinds of things, according to the new lore that's in the update.
Cool.
But should we do some summoning?
Indeed. Indeed we should.
Now, I know
I've done so much of my novice level of of Summoner's Way.
So we have about 2 weeks until your birthday summons, is that correct?
About three. End of the month.
Okay.
Reach max level 3 with a three star monster? Do I even have
it? Do you even have any 3? Well, summon, you'll get a 3 star or 2.
Hard pass. I will find one in my rank somewhere.
Hysterical.
Anyways, you're right, we should summon.
So I have a couple of mysticals. I know you are patiently waiting for your birthday so you can get your second LD Nat 5.
Well, we pray so.
Well, second or third or fourth, who knows? It might just be a extravaganza. It just might be a
summoning. Should I?
What's up?
I suppose I should wait for next week for 3 5 stars that I don't.
Are we doing our weekly Scamstone revival? Let's see who's.
I don't know, because I don't have Praha and I don't have I don't have the Fire Valk.
Of course you have the Fire Valk. You have Vanessa. How could you forget Vanessa? Vanessa is the show opener and she's one of the
I have Vanessa, you're right.
I usually am.
Hey, enough of that sassy talk. Okay, I'm not going to do it just for Praha, so no. Bad days.
2 weeks, you have, got a couple. Actually, in 3 weeks. No, you have all those. Look at that. You already have Ariel. You already have Mephisto. Yeah, you're good.
My Fisto.
All right, bud.
Hold on, I'm going to go collect all these elemental scrolls I just bought.
Ouch, okay.
I had to buy my stack of light and dark packs.
Oh, no way. My old friend. But it was great seeing
you. You're welcome. Enjoy that song in your head.
It was good seeing you in IRL, you know what I mean? I just have to reiterate
always
that.
A true unadulterated pleasure.
And Pauline, of course. Big shout out to Pauline. Excellent.
Oh, she's the best.
Very cool. Crap.
She is the best. So let's see. Six. So I'm going to do 3 attribute and then 6 mystical.
Ooh.
What you rocking?
I am going to grab, first of all, I'm going to grab my weekly rainbow wand. And I'll grab like, let's see, we're pretty fire heavy, pretty water. I'll get a couple of water spells, because I'm crazy like that. We're two wild and crazy guys.
Well, I mean, I also have my transcendent summoning pieces, so I have a guaranteed 5 star for my birthday, no matter what.
See? Awesome. Guaranteed 5 star for your 14th
71 birthday. Light and dark. Jeez. Oh, no.
Those are good odds.
Not really. I've seen 200 go with nothing, so. Good thing I have at least one guaranteed 5 star to fall back on, you know?
Well, you know what? I am projecting nothing but good things. I'm predicting 4 LND Nat 5s, 3 LND Nat 4s, and 2...
If I could fill out the ranks of things I don't have, I would take the Dark Magical Archer. I would take a You call him Chopper, but
yeah, Minotaur.
Dark Minotaurus.
Yep.
What's his name? What's his real name?
His real name? Oh, it's Kamatau.
Kamatau, that's right. Yeah, there's a few things like that that I would definitely
I hear you.
I would definitely round out my stacks with. If only. We shall see.
All right, bud. I'm gonna count it down as we do on the Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. It's 3, 2, 1, and summon. Summon.
Nothing. That was fun. No my mysticals. Nothing.
Lightning, yay!
Nothing.
And I got a Rakasha. Rakshasha. A Wind Rakshasha, which is actually pretty awesome. I like her a lot. I'm gonna switch to
Mono. We got no lightning. I have 93 Epicon Priest wins in my Summon Monster Sealed Shrine.
93? Why? How many L&D pieces do you have?
371.
So, round that off by 50. So, okay, yeah.
By the way, I think the Fire Magic Knight will be my next 6-star.
Any particular reason? I mean, she's pretty good.
Well, apparently she fits in nicely with the Chikaro team.
Ooh, very cool. Well, it looks like that Wind Rakshasha was could be our only light. Uh-oh! Fake Nat 4! You will be fed to something interesting. And I am on my last one. Three, two, one. And no lightning. Salamander time.
Wow, salamander time, you say?
Salamander time. Salamander time. Anyway. Who we shouting out, bud?
You know, everybody who sticks with us week to week, and you know, we appreciate you all very much, and thanks for your patience while we had all this going on in our lives, so thank you.
Absolutely.
And we're happy to be back, and
well, I want to shout out Ferentis because one, he's awesome, too. We are going to be back next week with a real, maybe one of the newer units that we really haven't talked about as yet because, you know, they're pretty new. But he gave us an open card, a carte blanche to do the spotlight. So, you know, we'll definitely do that. Definitely shout out to Twisties. Oh, man, that was great ice cream. And, you know, just want to give a big shout out to Lightstar. He was a awesome host. He you know, when we were I flew down twice before, and he was just excellent, you know, hooking us up and such like that. So yeah, those are my shout outs for this particular week. Uh-oh, I see some lightning. I see is that a scope? Oh no.
No, that was just for the summoner's way. I'm back to fiddling with this thing, so.
Don't fiddle too
like, hard. Here's my problem with it. Like, it understands there are things that, you know, you've already done.
Right.
And that you can't physically do. And then it's like, Clear Giants, B1. I'm like, so you know that I've already done, like, half of these things, but you insist on making me run through a B1 dungeon for some dubious reason.
Absolutely.
Dubious.
So that wraps up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. New episodes on Saturday. Reach out to us at mrgtsw@gmail.com. Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe on our Discord. That's honestly the best way to reach out to us is on our Discord, because, you know, that's the thing we check the most. We do have a Reddit, MRGTSW on Reddit, MRGTSW on YouTube, of course, Lightstar777 Gaming. You know, just check him out whenever he streams his FPS content. He can shoot for miles and miles. I've seen it. MRGTSW on Instagram, MRGTSW on Facebook. I think that's all. I rock on every
block. You did it. I rock and roll all day long. Yes.
Stephen Chow and your nonsensical Kung Pao. What a film.
Oh, no. Go for Chucks. What a treasure that movie is.
So everybody, live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.